But this one went around this loop starting at 9th and then down A and around to where the old jail was. Everybody knows where the old jail was there at Pacific Avenue and 7th, South 7th. And then it'd make a left turn toward the south and follow Pacific Avenue. The Portland Avenue would go clear down to past the depot, down to 24th and Pacific, would turn east or left and go down to a point just beyond where Cavanaugh Lumber is, only on the other side of the street now, and it would go over to Portland Avenue, and it would go out Portland Avenue. The street, I believe, was 38th where it ended, and it had a Y at the end. And the car would turn in that Y and then back out onto Portland Avenue again and stop there a while and wait for people to get on, and then it would start back into Tacoma and follow down Portland to roughly 26th Street, and followed over to Puyallup Avenue or 24th and up Puyallup Avenue to Pacific. It was all double tracked in there, but Portland was single, as I remember. And then she'd go down Pacific all the way to the loop and go around the loop and wait there for passengers or for dispatch time. Another car that started from the same place was the McKinley Avenue. Or McKinley Park. I think they called it McKinley Park, really. And the thing, it was a big car, like these Oak Point Defiance cars, this long one, that double-ended in 200 series cars. And they would go starting around the loop at A Street, and then they go to down to Pacific, out Pacific, turn at 24th, just like the Portland Avenue cars, turn east, and go down to East D, near where right there at the Salvation Army. East D, they would travel south up the hill, across the Milwaukee tracks, and they would go up to roughly 29th or 30th, and it would turn off to the left and follow just above McKinley Park. And in those days, McKinley Park was quite a, it was a wild spot right in town. There's lots of timber, and it wasn't as well landscaped as Point Defiance, but it was a nice little park. And in the winter, it was wonderful sledding there when the snow was on the ground. But anyway, this car would go up there to McKinley Avenue and turn right and follow McKinley Avenue up past 34th and clear out there. There was a jog at Division Lane, as I remember it, and it would go on clear on past 38th, past McKinley Avenue School, keep on going past 56th, clear out to 64th. In the early days, Dad said that was called Bismarck, and then World War I came along. Because it was a German name, they changed it to Hillsdale. And this cars had a Y there. They'd turn into this Y and back up and get back on McKinley. And they'd stop there a while, and then they'd start back down the track. Part of it was double track. Most of it was single on McKinley. And they would go down the same way, down McKinley to East 30th. And then they'd turn down past the park. And it was, in the evening, it was a real pretty little ride to go down through there and see the lights of the city from that point. My grandmother also lived on McKinley, so I got well indoctrinated in McKinley, McKinley Road. And then they would go down East D to the Salvation Army there at Puyallup. It was Nally's in those days, no Nally's. That was the second place they had been. Turn left there and go west to Puyallup or to Pacific Avenue, and go north on Pacific, back to 9th, and then round the loop again. But these cars never did switch trolleys. They were either on a loop or they were on a Y. So, let's see, that's McKinley. Then the next one would have been Pacific on that south side. Pacific Avenue car went around the loop starting at 9th and then around A and on the Pacific, past the depot, and passed right straight at 24th. They didn't turn there. They went right straight up the big hill. Mm-hmm. And it was a huge hill in those days. That little old Bernie would really growl up that hill. And they had pretty good power there because they were fairly close to a substation. The sub was about where Shaw, you know where Shaw Bellison is downtown? That's 19th, yeah. There was a Puget Sound Power and Light substation there, and they supplied the power. So they went up the hill pretty easily there, and it went out. How far that was, seems to me it was about 40-something. 40, might have even gone as far as 56, but I'm not sure. It's hazy in my mind. But anyway, it was on Pacific, and that was just its run. From Pacific Avenue, say like that 56, or I know it was beyond 38. You know, go down the hill again, go past the depot, go down Pacific Avenue through the downtown business area, turn at 9th Street, and go around the loop for ready for another trip. Another one from there was Spanaway and Larchmont. Spanaway was a big streetcar, and it was of the interurban type, usually. And they would start around that loop, 9th and A, and then come up Pacific Avenue, but they would turn at DeLynn Street. They would go past 24th. You know where DeLynn is, where that Turner Towing is?
Yeah.
You turn up to the west there, and the streetcar would growl up DeLynn Street Hill, up by Holy Rosary Church, and then it would go past Lincoln High, and then it would go to 38th. Then it would turn right on 38th, and then turn left again on Yakima. And it would go out Yakima to as far as, well, Yakima was its run. It went clear out beyond 84th through where there was another power station, a substation. It would keep on going through 96th Street, through 80, by 84th, by 96th, by Sales Road, on Yakima, all the way by Pacific Lutheran University College in those days, and down the hill beyond PLU, it would really get out there and really, now the RPMs were really rolling. And you go down that hill and the old thing would go jog one way and the other. The car, as I remember, those old wooden cars, you could see them twist as they went along the track. They twist in different directions. And the steel part underneath probably didn't twist, but boy, the body did. And that fellow would really open the thing up. And they call that putting the controller over to the post, clear over the top notch, and let her roll. As long as he didn't have any passenger stuff for her, he'd let the thing out. And it was really a fun trip to go on that thing. And it just jog along like an interurban. But the roadbed was rough. And you go down clear across this long old stretch, and then you go up the hill, finally get to Spanaway. And in the early days, where Spanaway Lake is now, there was a loop. And this car would turn into this loop and go around by Breezeman Park. And Breezeman Park is what the present day Spanaway is now. And Breezeman was a private operator. And he had this streetcar line there. And I've seen a few pictures of a real old waiting station there. And the streetcar was not there, but there were a lot of people there waiting for it. And why they didn't wait for the streetcar to take a picture, I can't figure out, because I wish I had one like that. But they were real old-time streetcars. And in the old days, they even let people ride on the tops of those things. There were so many people running on them. They wanted to ride on the sides and through the aisles and even on top. Now, maybe this was just a publicity picture. I don't know. But I don't imagine anybody ever riding on top of one of those things, especially with that juice flying around and the trolley wire about 8 or 10 feet off the top of the car. Well, anyhow, Spanaway car would make a loop there and come back onto this Yakima. And there was a little town of Spanaway, which you can still see there. they would wait there for their dispatch time, and then they would go on down Yakima, go down Yakima all the way to 38th Street, turn at 38th, go to G, and down G past Lincoln High, past Holy Rosary, down to Lynn Street, back on a Pacific Avenue, and down through downtown Tacoma on Pacific to 9th, and make the loop again. Another run there was this Larchmont car, and or Summit in the early days, as I remember it. And one time, this was a Puyallup line. And the car would go down Pacific Avenue and turn at DeLynn Street, up DeLynn, clear out to 84th on Yakima, and 84th East. See, that would go over to East D, and then the thing, then the car would turn right on East D and go out to, must have been about 96th, 90 something, and go through Midland and Summit, and Summit was the end of the line when I knew it. These were big cars, just like this family car. And it was a kind of a fun line too, although it wasn't as much fun as Spanaway in my estimation. But and then the older days that I don't remember, I never on this car, but they called it the Hill Run or the long road to Puyallup. They'd go over the hill there, and they'd come out somewhere near the Willows. And they go down through some springs, Meridian Springs, some name like that. They'd go down through this winding valley and they'd get into Puyallup. But that, as I say, I wasn't around at that time. I don't know, but I've heard that that line existed. After that, they built an interurban line out of downtown area, and they would turn at 24th. Or Puyallup Avenue, and then go the same way the Portland Avenue streetcar did. But they would go on the interurban line out to down the Tide Flats near Fife, before you get to Fife, Cycade Junction. It would turn right. See that interurban car there?
Mm-hmm.
On that thing, though, there's a shoe that rides on a third rail. I don't think Puyallup line ever had the third rail. I think theirs was trolley all the way.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, I rode to Puyallup on that old trolley line. They called it the short line once. Dad and mother took us out to Puyallup Fair on that thing. It went. See, now it went out to Cycade Junction and went over, and just where it went through the valley, I don't know, but it came out on Stewart Street in Puyallup and followed Stewart clear out to Meridian, and then followed Meridian down there about to where that Meeker Park is now, and then they turned trolleys and went back again. But that was in the early days, like early 1915, 1920, 1902, 1925, or somewhere along in there. The interurban went out of the picture around 1929. So it would have to have been before that. But another one out, another streetcar out that same way was South Tacoma. And another was Manitou. South Tacoma went one way and Manitou went the other. But they both went up. They went around the loop, 9th, A Street, and up Pacific Avenue, turned on DeLynn past Holy Rosary, past Lincoln High, and they went right straight on 38th. And they turned right at 38th, went up to M Street, and at M Street they turned left toward the south and went to 56th. And at 56th Street, they went up there to, you know where that big hill is? It's just, you go right straight across to the mall. It must be about Ferry Street. Streetcars turned off to the right there and went around what they call Railroad Avenue. And it was just a big, they didn't have money enough apparently to make the cut through there. So they went around this big hill called Railroad Avenue. And they came out on 54th Street. They followed 54th out to Union. In those days it was Union, now South Tacoma Way. And then the thing turned left or south on Union, and the South Tacoma cars went right straight to Rigney Hill, or about 60, right by the B&I, right this side of the B&I, it'd be about 80th, I think. That had a Y there, they turned around there. But the Manitou cars went out same way, only they turned right at 66 and went down underneath that railroad trestle and turned right, let's see, right straight through. And then they went into Manitou. And the Manitou was the end of the line, that Manitou that I told you about, the Civic Traction line. You know. And see, on the way out there, the car barn for the old Pacific Traction was at, 66th and right off South Tacoma Way or Union. There's a big lumber company, I think it's Vaughn's Lumber, as I remember, right there now. They're probably using some of those original sheds, I don't know. But they had these big cars in there as their car barn. So that takes care of South Tacoma and Manitou. Then, of course, they'd go back in on the same route. They wouldn't vary it at all. Anything farther south?
Wasn't there some, I don't know now, I've heard some of the people talk about taking something, and they don't really remember if it was a trolley or a train out to Lakewood area.
That was the Pacific Traction.
Was that the
Pacific? I told you about, yeah. Okay. That went through where Lakewood Center is now and went right straight out. What streets they were or just where they were, I don't know, but Walt was telling me. You know Walt Gordon? He's that professional electrical engineer.
Right.
He lives in Lakewood, and he was telling me about some house out there that was originally a station on the Pacific Traction Company. And he said that no one could figure out why this house was built up so high, or this dwelling. And in fact, it had a platform out here, and they always built these things up to accommodate the interurbans because they were built high. See, these things had a feature of being able to put freight in them.
Oh, I see.
Actually, a small package express is what they were. And they would haul milk. It was a milk run, actually, from Seattle to Tacoma. And I imagine the Pacific Traction cars did the same thing, because in those days there were no trucks. And there were no, every farmer didn't have a car. There are no doubt farmers out that way, or else it was a package freight of some kind. Maybe there was some industrial outfit out there. I just don't know what it was. Might have been just a junction spot.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll have to look that up. He says somewhere near Dower Road, John Dower Road, somewhere in there, fairly close to Chambers Creek. But I don't remember too much about Pacific Traction, only the fact that I went out there with Dad and Mom out to that Oaks and Steilacoom, and I know it went to American Lake. We had some other friends that lived at Steilacoom Lake, and we had gone out there a few times. But I didn't explore that line too much. That cost money. And when I was riding the trolleys around town when I was a kid, Dad had a pass. And he'd buy the pass for $1, which would entitle him to ride the trolleys for a week. All you had to do was show this pass, just like some of the kids do with the school passes. And they just ring the gong and register one pass, see. And we would take these passes on a Sunday. And there was another man over here, two doors, that he was a groceryman, Mr. Franzen, and he had this pass, had a pass too. He didn't need it on Sunday, so we'd go over and borrow his pass. Oh, go ahead, boys, take it. Have all the fun you want. And we'd take it. We went out to the end of every streetcar line that was in town. That's how we used to entertain ourselves on Sunday afternoons. And we had a lot of fun with these streetcar men. They were mostly a jolly lot. And there was one down here on the old K Street line. He used to let us put up the trolley and pull down the trolley. And he didn't let us mess with the controls, but he would let us put the trolley up.
that was their method of stopping, was just taking it off the wire?
Well, one way, yes, but at the end of the line, you see, the end of this line, there was no wire, no loop. So they had to let the one up, like the cat's tail, it goes in the direction of the front of the cat, you know, or mm-hmm. out at the back of the cat. Well, the trolley is up like the cat's tail at the back of the trolley, and the one down in front, because you'd be pulling against, there's a little wheel that revolves there mm-hmm. on the wire. In San Francisco, they have a shoe that does the same thing, just like an open hand. But these were actually little wheels, brass or bronze wheels that revolve on the wire, and that's the only way they got the juice. If you take that trolley off, the thing was dead right on the rail. It wouldn't go anywhere. But they got the ground through the, as I understand it, through the rail, and the hot stuff was up there in the line, the electricity, direct current, 600 volts or whatever it was. But anyway, it was a lot of fun to go all around town on these passes, and that's how I learned to know where these things went. We'd go on the cables, we'd go on the big cars, the little cars, clear to Spanaway, or we'd go to Summit, or we'd go to South Tacoma, or Manitou, or on the other end, we'd go to Point Defiance, and Old Town, and Oakland. But when we got out on that other run, like Pacific Traction, that was always extra money, and we didn't have extra money. We had a pass, and that was it. But there was a time when we, to Spanaway, we had to pay a dime extra to go the extra beyond the city limits, I think it was, at 96, where they collected an extra dime. But we had a lot of fun as kids. Dad, as I said, never had a car, and that was just one of our recreations. But to a bunch of kids, it taught us all about the town and where everything was laid out and such.
The people up through the time of trolleys rely on them heavily. Did the cars kill the trolleys off?
Oh, yes, eventually they did. Most of the time, the trolleys were the main method of transportation, I would say, clear up. Well, they were dependent upon heavily up, say, and through the 20s anyway, and into the 30s. Of course, in the 30s, we had the Depression, and even the trolleys had a real rough time going, and cars were still rather scarce. And I remember the first car I ever drove was a Model T Ford. My brother Don had one, and he taught me to drive it. Then my cousin got a Model A with a gear shift. Boy, that was in seventh heaven to have a gear shift car. The old Model T had three pedals. But the streetcars always captured my fantasy, or my fancy, I should say, more than the trains or cars. I always thought they were really fine things. I never wanted to run one, but I always was interested in them. Mm-hmm. Just for pictorial sake and just for getting around town. I was too young to take over the helm of any one of those anyway.